The first person we're going to hear is John, who lives in Wales. Here is John telling his story.
My name is John Bulger. I started life living in Ireland and was brought up in Ireland and lived there for many years. We moved across to Wales when I was quite young, and that was quite a big trial in my life. I felt it was quite hard to move to a different culture and to have to deal with a different way of life. I got a little job and I started to do work in a local grocery shop and have a little bit of money, and I started going out with the lads and being very wanting to do what the crowd do. I actually felt it quite difficult to do the things I was supposed to do. Somebody introduced me to alcohol, and I found that was a real good way to get rid of all the fears and to be able to do the things that I couldn't do. There were times in my life when it got me into trouble as a young lad of about 16, 17, using alcohol. I stole, I got into fights, and I got into trouble. But I was very lucky in one sense that I got into the army, and that was a time of real toughening up for me and helped me to see the real world and to get to know other people and travel a bit. And I would say that after a couple of years of being out of the army, I was well addicted to alcohol. And of course, this went on for many years. I had probably two broken relationships. There was no marriage, but there were long-term relationships which really broke up because I was so really attached to alcohol. After some time on my own, I met a girl. Her name is Jackie. She's my wife today. And we got on and things went really quite well. But we did get eventually married, and that was when I suppose the pressure was on. We had one child. I would go drinking to relieve the pressure. I worked hard, but I drank hard, I suppose, was the best way to put it. And then we had another child, Claire. So there was two children now, Emily and Claire, and there was drinking, and unfortunately Jackie didn't like my drinking. She didn't like the way I was, and I wouldn't always come home if we'd had a row or we'd had hard times. I'd carry on drinking. This could last 3 days, my drinking bouts. After our fourth child, Luke, again drinking went on for some time until things came to the crunch, and I realised that there was problems in my life, and I had to sort them out. And I do remember my wife had got involved in a Bible study group, and the pastor came one day when we'd had a big disagreement and it'd been quite a big row, and he'd come by, and I felt that he was coming probably to tell me off and tell me what a stupid man I was and why can't I grow up and pull my socks up and things like that. But actually, this man, Mike Perring was his name, actually, he just looked at me and he said, "John," he said, "it looks like you've got lots of problems. Shall we just sit down and pray?" And I was quite amazed, actually. I was also amazed at his prayer. He didn't seem to have anything in his hand. This prayer came from his heart, and I was just really taken back by the way this man hadn't condemned me or judged me. I just couldn't believe that after all that revelation and that praying that I found myself back in the pub again in Portmaddock. And funnily enough, I think my wife knew me very well by then, because, you know, I know that one thing for sure: when I decided to drink, nobody could stop me. It was then that she gave me a phone number, actually, and it was Alcoholics Anonymous, where I went and I met a fella, and I was quite amazed. He'd stopped drinking for, I think it was 25 years, and I start going to AA meetings, and it was great for some time. But I came to a point in my life where I just thought, well, what is life about, and what am I living for? If I can't have a drink, and if I can't enjoy myself, well, this is the end. For me, it's just the end. You might as well really be dead. I think it was then that I started to search further than just stopping drinking, further than just living and dying. I was looking for answers, and I realized that there must be something more. And I would say that was where I started to search deeper than just on the surface. I was so, I suppose, depressed with everything. I just got down on my knees and I cried out to God. I said, God, please, if you're really there, help me tonight. And I remember feeling a sort of a power come over me. I cannot explain it. I can't talk it out to anybody. I just knew that things were different. I got down on my knees and I just wept, and I've never cried like that before. It was a soothing cry. It was like all the hurt and the bitterness and the sin was pouring out of me. I can't explain. It was such a cleansing that I just wept, and I could feel the presence of God. However, I jumped into my bed and I woke up that morning on time, and the only best way I could put it, I felt like I'd been asleep for 6 months. I was whizzing round the place that day. I felt that my feet weren't touching the ground. It was an absolute amazing experience. I knew that I'd come to know the Lord. I knew that night that it was the Lord that was there. I knew that I never ever wanted to drink ever again. And I knew that I knew God. I'd never heard the term born again, but I was telling people that I'd been reborn. And I started talking about Jesus. And that was actually 17 years ago. And I've never looked back. Yes, I've had many trials, many difficulties, and we've had to work hard, my wife and myself, at our relationship. And it's been a wonderful thing to be able to give the glory to God. It's been a wonderful thing to be part of the open air mission, to go out on open airs in the local towns, Carnarvon and Portmaddock and Barmouth and Bangor, all the different places that I used to go to drink. Now I go out, rather than to drink, I go out to tell people of the love of God that's come into my life and how they can have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ when they repent of their sins and when they believe on Him. You know, that in itself is a testimony of the power of God, how He can change the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And certainly that's what He did with me.
John certainly had problems in his personal family life, and it's good to hear that his faith in Jesus has brought complete change, brought his family back together, and has given him new desires and power to live differently.